Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Eston?
Yes, this is him.
Hey, this is Roger calling you from, Elite Website, working on your logo project. Actually, we finalized it, remember?
Oh, yes. Sorry about that.
It's all right. So, is it a good time to discuss your project? Shall we proceed towards the next steps?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Perfect. So, I would like to know first, would you be interested getting a website for your brand?
Sorry, say that again.
Would you like us to create your website? Would you like to set up your website?
Not like right this second, but I will go through you guys to create a website.
And how soon you're planning to do that?
I don't know. I mean, there's just some other things I need to get up and going first, so I still need to I paid for my domain, but I still need to get my set up a business email.
All
So I
right.
think probably once I set that up, I'm sure I can probably get it done this week. And I
Right.
can probably email you guys maybe towards the end of the week and this weekend for set it up for a website.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. Well, if you want, I can assist you getting your emails created. Like if you have the domain, it's just you need to get into your domain account and you create your business emails. It depends the service provider. Like that's if it's GoDaddy. They might be charging you $5 a month. If it's HostGator, they might charge you $4 a month for that business email.
I did it through GoDaddy.
All right. So rather than that, there is a suggestion then again. If you will get the emails from them, it's going to be an ongoing fee that you will be ended up paying. All right. Rather than that,
Okay.
get your website done. Hosted it on your server, right? When I say your server, it will be your server. And on that server, transfer this domain, all right? Once you transfer this domain, you can create as many emails as you want. I will show you a
Okay.
panel where you can get into the panel and create, sales@eston.com, all right? Or eston@eston.com, whatever the domain you have, and there will be no limit to that. Now there's a plus point. You would not be paying on monthly basis. The database that you will have, it will be on your server. All the emails that you create, you can, keep an eagle eye. Like let's say if you have team members, they can also operate their mailbox, but you can also see that through the host server. By any chance, are you in front of your computer right now?
No, I'm not. I'm currently I'm at work, but
All
we're
right.
like not too busy, so.
That's all right. So that's a suggestion. However, I can wait for the next week, all right? As let's say you set up your email, let us know and we'll move forward working on your website project. But as a substitute,
Okay.
I would suggest you go for the website, take a server, host a website on that server and your emails with the domain. So everything, it's going to be with you. And you would not be paying something on a monthly basis, all right? It would be something
Okay.
that you are own intellectual property. There would be no, an ongoing fee or subscription. It will be a one-time fee, and it's yours. Same goes with your domain. Although it's with GoDaddy, you must be paying, somewhere around $10 to $15, a month, or maybe, it depends on the domain, how premium it is. And that's how it works. So would you like me to
Okay.
assist you on that, like the host and transferring your domain, or would you like me to wait?
Probably wait, 'cause I probably need to probably wait towards this weekend until I have a little bit more time to sit down and actually, go through it and look at it. So,
Sounds like a plan. I'll call you next week for the website. However, as per the next
okay.
step, we can assist you with your logo copyright. Do you have your attorney or, a lawyer on your payroll, something like that in your contact who can take care of it? Or do you want us to assist you? Because we have our attorney on payroll. We do this in bulk. And we can just, you can just pay the government fee and that's it. Like, you can get the copyright done through our online application process, and the filing, attestation, shipping and handling of the documentation is supposed to be done by our attorney. First, we will submit the logo application, right, just to make sure that it is not matching any existing brand or any existing logo there. Once it's approved, we will start working on your filing, right? Then it's going to be an attestation. Once attestation is done, we will proceed further with state categorization. Once the state categorization process is completed, a document will be shipped at your mailing address stating that this logo is your intellectual property. That will give you 100% legal rights to take action against it. Like, let's say if someone claims...
Hello?